Welcome to the Fear and Greed Afternoon Report for Monday, the 5th of June, 2023. I'm Sean Aylmer. Every afternoon, we've got the five stories that happened today that you need to know about. Story number one, the S&P ASX 200 closed up 1% today to 7,216 points. Consumer discretionary stocks did best, followed by the materials companies and healthcare stocks. Worst were tech companies. Iron ore prices jumped again today, helping the big miners. BHP closed up 1.7%. Fortescue Metals spiked 3.6% and Rio was 1.3% higher. Wesfarmers had a good day, rising 2%, while the big banks were led by ANZ, which jumped more than 1.5%. The laggards included the gold miners Newcrest and Northern Star and tech leaders WiseTech Global and Xero. In corporate news, Myer Chief Executive John King will step down in the second half of next year to return to the US after more than 6 years in the top job, where he has led a pretty decent turnaround of the department store chain. Story number two, the full judgment of Ben Robert Smith's defamation case has been released 4 days after the result was delivered in court. Justice Anthony Bosenko had only provided a summary judgment last week due to a last-minute request from the Commonwealth to inspect the full judgment before its public release. The full judgment is 736 pages long, and in it, Justice Bosenko wrote that Ben Robert Smith and various witnesses he called were not honest and reliable. Last week, Justice Bosenko found that 9 newspapers, The Age, The Sydney Morning Herald and The Canberra Times, had proven that Robert Smith unlawfully killed 4 unarmed Afghan prisoners. Story number three, the Australian Financial Review held its annual ESG summit today. There were plenty of business leaders in attendance, and one of the more interesting discussions came from ASIC Chair Joe Longo, who said the regulator has a bunch of concerns that keep cropping up in greenwashing claims. Now, greenwashing is essentially an unsubstantiated claim to deceive investors or customers into believing a company or its products are environmentally friendly. Spin, shall we say. Longo isn't happy with companies that make net zero statements and targets without a reasonable basis that they're factually correct. He isn't a fan of companies using terms like carbon neutral, clean or green when they're not founded on reasonable grounds, and he doesn't like the overstatement or inconsistent application of sustainability-related investment screens. He also warned companies against inaccurate labelling or vague terms in sustainability-related funds. Story number four, in one of the most incredible stories of the year, Kathleen Folbig has been pardoned and will be released from prison after spending 20 years behind bars for the deaths of her 4 children. After a 7-week trial in 2003, a jury found Folbig guilty of killing her 4 babies, Caleb, Patrick, Sarah and Laura, between 1989 and 1999. New South Wales Attorney General Michael Daly today said he'd recommended to Governor Margaret Beasley she be pardoned after an inquiry into her convictions heard credible evidence that the children might have died of natural causes. Thomas Bathurst, who led the inquiry into Folbig's convictions, said there's reasonable possibility that 3 of the children died of natural causes, and he was unable to accept the proposition that Folbig was anything but a caring mother for her children. Folbig has always maintained her innocence. A rare genetic variant identified in Folbig and her daughters triggered the second inquiry into her conviction not long after a 2019 inquiry kept her in jail. And story number five, the US Navy has released a video of what it called an unsafe interaction in the Taiwan Strait, in which a Chinese warship crossed in front of a US destroyer in the sensitive waterway. The US military said the USS Changhun, a destroyer, and Canada's HSMC Montreal, a frigate, were conducting a routine transit of the strait over the weekend when the Chinese ship cut in front of the US vessel, coming within 150 yards, according to a report on Reuters. In the video released by the US Navy, a Chinese warship can clearly be seen sailing across the path of the Changhun in calm waters. A voice can be heard in English, apparently sending a radio message to the Chinese ship, warning against attempts to limit freedom of navigation, though the exact wording is a little unclear because of a wind noise. China has not commented directly on the US criticism of the encounter, but did rebuke the United States and Canada for deliberately provoking risk with the rare joint sailing. That's it for the afternoon report for Monday, the 5th of June, 2023. Michael Thompson and I will be back tomorrow morning with a Tuesday edition of Fear and Greed. I'm Sean Aylmer. Enjoy your evening.